launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 as we continue here. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and join Dale on his site, anarchyinyourhead.com. Not only do you get two brand new comics per week to be reading and enjoying, but you also get the occasional essay, which is, I think, they're very good essays, the ones that I've read. And they're all free over at anarchyinyourhead.com. Dale, how can people who like anarchyinyourhead.com help you out?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to give kudos to Mark. Mark has started the voting surge that's put us on the front page of Top Web Comics. So, without a doubt, he holds the primary responsibility for that happening. He's such a great marketing guy.
It's a point that I'd like to make, that it spreads across a lot of areas. The crap that gets done here in the Free State Project, Mark does it.
Mark's a very key role here in the Free State Project. But, he actually did a really good job of promoting the voting process over there. I've been trying to do it for a long time, and I've only had kind of moderate, mediocre success, and it's just been fantastic lately. We've been on the front page for all of this month, and there's a video on the site and this was Mark's suggestion. That's why the video exists. There's a video in the blog section on the website that tells you how to vote. It's really simple.
Yeah. Well, sort of simple. Once you know how to do it, it's simple. I mean, maybe it's only me, but the fact is, I found it to be quite a logic problem when I first saw it. I'm like, So if you go, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll find out if you're smarter than I am if you go to vote.anarchyinyourhead.com, and you can look at this little logic problem and try to figure out how to vote. And
it doesn't make you log in, it doesn't make you enter an email, create an account. It's two clicks, and there's a little logic problem, and it changes every now and then, so it won't be the same in a
month. You have to do it every day too, right? Or preferably, yeah.
I really need people to vote
as often
real
as possible,
regularly, as much as once a day.
I can tell you, I love an internet list. The ability to drive something up an internet list, it's something I enjoy doing. I get to see marked as success.
You are influential, Mark.
I just enjoy the process. Everybody's influential. Everybody's got little friends on their Facebook and stuff like that. So, that's how these networks work.
I like to tell people this is it's an easy and fun way to promote liberty.
Sure is.
And comic strips.
AnarchyInYourHead.com is a great way, I think, for people to get introduced to some really serious liberty themes.
I don't pull any punches.
If
you saw yesterday's strip, I don't pull any punches.
All right, anarchyinyourhead.com. We continue here with your phone calls. Glenn is on the line in Massachusetts. What's on your mind tonight, Glenn?
Hey, you guys see how Sam Dobson was mentioned on Fox News the other day?
On the Freedom Watch show, Judge Napolitano.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention that. Anyways,
right at the top of the show, yeah, thank you to the crew over there at Freedom Watch. In fact, I probably shouldn't say when, because if I ever say when we have guests on, it jinxes them. But we are going to have Judge Napolitano on the show.
Oh, that's
cool,
great.
Cool.
Yeah. Not that we can get him that many new listeners or anything like that, but I'm sure you can get one or two out of
him. I'm reading, he's got a book out, and I'm reading it, and it's pretty good, so.
I figure it's the least we can do is to have him on the show and plug his book to thank him for covering Sam's situation, because they sure didn't have to.
Also talked to Jason Sorens and
Glenn Jacobs has been on
there.
The Motorhome Diaries guys have been on there as well, so.
And I think it's likely we'll get some others involved in the Free State Project.
We're talking about the Freedom Watch show, which is an internet television program put out by Fox News. Go ahead, sir, with your thoughts tonight, Glenn.
Anyways, I was wondering, I had a question. I was in New Hampshire the other day, and I was in Portsmouth, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, and it's a neat little city, but I didn't pay for enough parking, and then magically some wonderful soul went and paid for my extra parking for me.
Wow.
On my window. And I think I heard you guys talk about parking activists who do this in New Hampshire. Is that right?
I didn't know it was going on elsewhere, but
if there was much Free State Project activism, porcupine activism going on in Portsmouth, period. But
there's some people out there.
There's some, but are they going out and doing, how much activism are they doing? Is it all political?
What was it they left on your windshield?
It was one of these parking meters where you pay the money at the meter and they give you like a printout of how much time when it expires.
Oh, so they just put a sticker on there. Okay. or a new
So they bought an extra. And I thought that. I thought it must be those because I remember hearing something about, you know, you guys talking about these parking activists. So I wanted I wanted to know who the group was and how I could support them because I probably would have had a big ticket. So if I can pay it back in any way, I'd make a small donation, whatever I could afford.
Well, you know, I don't. They were doing it anonymously apparently because when we do it in Keene, we do we leave little envelopes for people with a return envelope. If they want, they can send a contribution, and then that money will help us to keep feeding more meters so we can help more people. But so I think they were doing it anonymously. But if you just want to kind of pay it forward, you can make a contribution to the Robin Hood Fund, but that'll support people in Keene.
That the Robin Hood Fund's a good idea. Or keep an eye on some parking meters out there and, you know, make sure that people don't get tickets.
You know, this brings me to something that that I think it deserves discussion, and that is the idea of activism that is hidden versus activism that is out in the open and, you know, you're wearing it on your sleeve. As you said here, Glenn, you would like to give money to whichever group, whoever it was that did this kind act to you. You want to return that favor, but you have no idea who it was. So it's great that they did that, but since you can't identify who it was, you can't help them, you can't thank them. I mean, hopefully they're listening and they're hearing this, but maybe it wasn't even a Free Stater or a Liberty activist. Maybe it was just somebody who was passing by and felt nice.
If I had to guess, I think it was just a nice person.
Probably the latter, but there's a certain mindset of some of the activists up here, and that is that, well, we should do everything quietly, and we shouldn't be talking about that, you know, that we're liberty activists or that we're from the Free State Project or anything like that.
I'm of the opinion you're nuts
and
if you say you're from the Free State Project.
And then the same people complain when we get all the attention and the FSP gets associated with our activities instead of the secretive, quiet, subtle ones.
I'm not saying wear the Free State Project on your sleeve, but if someone asks you, you should be honest about
You can't lie about things.
There seems to be this attitude of, well, let's just keep quiet and let's win liberty by just completely being behind the scenes. We should be able to have liberty without essentially revealing ourselves. And I'm oversimplifying what it is they're saying, but that's the message I've gotten from people. And so it's the difference between when you look at New Hampshire and you look at the liberty activism happening here. You can see that there are certain groups that don't mind touting their success. New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, you want to look at some political successes, go and look at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. They have no problem saying, we did this, we did this, this, here's how you can help us. Same thing over here in the Keene area. There are various different efforts going on. You want to help out with it, you can come out, you know where to go, you know what website to go to, freekeene.com, you know where to find this information.
I want to say I specifically tend to brand Free Keene. I don't brand Free State Project. I don't bring it
up. Me too.
I actually I will usually not bring it up, but I will. I'm not going to be dishonest about it either. So I like to brand local activism, and Free Keene is not just Free Staters by a long shot.
It's true.
It's a lot of local people. So.
That's one of the important points about Free Keene. One of the critical things that I wanted to do was to make sure that we had people in the local area who've been here a long time also involved, so nobody can point at us and say, see, it's you Free Staters. No, it's liberty-loving people. That's who the activists are here in New Hampshire. Free Staters are just liberty lovers who've moved in from somewhere else and have gotten active. But what I'm saying here is that if you are doing activism but you're keeping it quiet, then I don't think you're as effective as you could otherwise be. I think there's some real value to crowing about your successes and what it is that your projects are and what it is that you're doing. Whether you have the greatest success or whether you have a semi-success or even no success at all, being out there and letting people know what you're doing and communicating with people is going to bring more people in, give them the opportunity to get involved with you. I don't know what goes on out in Portsmouth, and maybe it's just because I'm halfway across, you know, I'm all the way across the state, but where are their websites? Where's their movement? What do they have to gather people together and to get them out and get them active? Maybe they're doing a whole bunch of stuff.
There is some stuff. I want to give. I think it's important to point out because I was there for a while and I helped them with some of it. There's a section in my store which is just for like a Seacoast Liberty group that I'm sponsoring for them to do there. I create a logo for them and they've got websites and things like that. I don't know if it maybe has not been. Not quite as active as what we've got going on in Keene just yet. But they are trying to do that.
I would like to see more of the areas just wear their activism on their sleeve and promote, try to get people over there. Seems like, thank you for the call, Glenn, I appreciate it. It seems like we're the only ones doing that out here in the Keene area, and I think that if activists compete for activists, then that'll be a good thing. Or come on, Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Show, you take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale. And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the chat room. You can go and enjoy that for free over at chat.freetalklive.com. Again, that is chat.freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You need to go to that link to get the free audiobook. Again, it's audiblepodcast.com/FTL, audiblepodcast.com/FTL for a free audiobook. As we continue taking your phone calls about anything you want, it's Dan in Pennsylvania. You're on the Amp line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Last night a guy, I think his name was Chuck, called in to talk about how important it was to make sure that people knew what left and right in political terms actually meant.
He was suggesting that right being right-wing meant that you were in favor of less government, and I said that is not my understanding of right-wing, and it's essentially his mission to try to make everybody believe that that right-wing doesn't mean what they think it means.
Yeah, well, to sort of demonstrate the point that the left-right scale is completely useless, even Chuck, who is going on about, you know, the purity of the definition and all, doesn't even know what it means, because it actually started back in the French Parliament, where all of the reformers, both socialists and free market, sat in the left wing.
It meant you were against whatever the government was trying to propose, right?
You had the socialist Proudhon sitting right next to Frederick Bastiat in the left wing, and then on the right wing you had all the monarchists and the mercantilists and all the people who just wanted to keep the status quo.
So right wing, it really is a conservative.
Exactly, in historical terms. And so left wing, right wing, originally meant radicals and conservatives. Well, the term conservative is screwed up, so you can't really explain it in those terms either, but even the traditional American version of it isn't even the original version. So, I mean, it's just completely pointless unless you're talking to somebody who knows the historical definition. And, you know, among those sort of people, I call myself a left libertarian because I'm a radical libertarian. I like market activism. I like, you know, sort of worker-owned businesses, but I'm totally free market. That doesn't make me left-wing in American terms, but does make me left-wing in historical terms. But, you know, so it's just a complete mess. And
yeah,
Frankly, I don't see what the point is.
Ian and I have had this conversation before, that the modern notion of what conservative means, it's very authoritarian. It's, there's the notion that you need this like really powerful, violent organization to protect our freedoms. And it's the kind of thing that justifies things like the Patriot Act and cracking down on the brown people and cracking down on terrorists and all these things that require us to, like, have these armies of armed people, whether it's inside America with our police state or whether it's people invading other countries to keep us safe over here. You know, that's the justification for it. But it's incredibly authoritarian. It's incredibly violent. It's contrary to everything that libertarianism should be about. And certainly the left has its issues, the modern left, not your definition of the original definition of left. But the modern definition of what left has come to mean certainly has that. That authoritarianism as well. But I think that it always seems to me that I've always said that a lot of what we call liberals now are like an economics 101 lesson away from being libertarian, because their heart is there. I mean, they believe in freedom, but they don't understand that the fallacies that they have failed to get past that is keeping them from understanding real liberty.
People don't have a tendency to take that economics lesson real well.
Obviously we have, obviously we have some very powerful liberals that are restricting our freedoms right now. There's no doubt about it. But I do feel like, you know, their heart's in the right place, and it really is like a failure to understand certain concepts.
Whereas
if you really care about people and you're trying to help them, you will learn there are better ways to do it, that far better ways than through this authoritarian government.
Right. Well, whereas many of the people on the so-called right or the conservatives, and again, we're being very general here, whereas many of them, they will wear it on their sleeve that they don't care about other people. Like, you know, if you're not a white Anglo-Saxon male or whatever, or white Anglo-Saxon, then you just don't count to a lot of the conservatives. because they just don't
get a job.
Yeah, that's the attitude I get. So even if they understood the economics, which some of them get, taxes are bad kind of thing.
They understand the talking points of small government.
The whole stop the gays from getting married and stop having sex outside of marriage.
You know, secure the nation's place in the world as though the United States is supposed to be an empire ruling over the rest of the world.
Well, but we know we're the freest country. We should be in charge of everything so we can protect our freedoms and everybody else's freedoms.
Right. Well, they're not protecting the other people's freedoms. They're protecting the status quo of their government, but they're not protecting the freedoms of their people.
Well, they're protecting freedom rhetoric.
They're talking about freedom.
So, Dan, what other thoughts do you have for us?
Oh, did I hear you say, and you don't have to answer this if you're afraid of the jinx or whatever, but did I hear you say you're going to have Walter Block on your program?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one I'm least concerned about getting jinxed on.
That's awesome. Walter was one of the key figures early in my development as an anti-statist who really solidified my position and gave me the last push that I needed to become logically consistent in that area.
I think
I'd be really glad to have him on.
I think he might be one of the most preeminent libertarian thinkers of our time.
Yes, and Mark, if you still have any doubts about privately owned roads, he will take care of that.
Oh, don't worry, I won't be on that show that day.
Ah, that's right, you're leaving.
I won't be on that show that day.
Well, make a point of listening then, Mark. Somebody should make a note.
I thought Mark was sold on roads being private.
As far as I'm concerned, people should be able to compete against the government on roads. I think that I'm of the opinion that this is not the place to start with people on the issue of liberty.
Okay, but I just recall a conversation between you and Ian, and it seemed like he had gotten you to understand that, yes, the roads could be completely privatized, and it's totally viable.
I'd say that Jason Osborne probably had more to do with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jason's smart, and he's got all kinds of information and research that he's done.
I can't wait till he's out here with us. It's going to be great out here.
All right. Hey, Dan, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And a little bit of news here for you from USA Today that the cigarette manufacturers are about to get even more screwed than they've ever been.
Well, actually, I've been following this. The cigarette manufacturers have been pushing this legislation.
Have they really?
Yeah, they're behind it. It's the little cigarette manufacturers that are going to get screwed.
That's a good point. That usually does tend to be how things work with regulations. It's many times the actual industry bigwigs that are pushing for it in order to protect their business from the upstarts, from the mom and pops, from the people that are innovators and just trying to get into the game. They push new regulations upon them, so it makes it that much more difficult, that much more costly to actually get into the business. And according to USA Today, at this point, cigarettes marketed as light, low tar, or mild will be banned within a year as part of a historic bill the Senate passed 79-17 on Thursday. A legislation approved by the House in April is the most sweeping tobacco control measure ever passed by Congress. It now goes to Obama, who said he will sign it. The bill gives the Food and Drug Administration the authority to regulate tobacco products. We'll get into a little bit of detail on this and take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you free, so enjoy those, including the streams. You get a broadband version, a dial-up version, a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. So you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? You're tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here, we'll get to some details on this tobacco legislation. But first, let's go to the phones and the fun. Dana is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. About the bill you're about to discuss some more of.
Yes.
I heard on a news blip that also covers our water that we buy, our cereal. So I'm wondering if this is opening the door to control what has been rumored for years, but most recently, the vitamin and herbal industry.
Is this the same bill?
Codex.
I don't. No. Is this the
You're
same?
Right.
Well, I've heard about codecs, but there was the bill that they've been I guess throwing around that essentially creates some sort of tracking system for food, and that is going to do a lot of damage to the smaller businesses, the smaller food manufacturers out there. Is this the same bill, the bill that puts all these new regulations on the cigarette industry, the same one as the one that is also the food regulatory bill?
That's what I'm asking you. It makes me wonder that. And I think it would be worth somebody trying to get a hold of the whole essence of that thing. Because, you know, they stick everything under the sun on the end of any bill. And what they're giving you is the entry of the tobacco industry. But what else is this going to encompass?
It's a great question.
That they're not telling us.
I mean, just looking at this article here, it doesn't even say what the bill number is. It's just a generic article.
Yeah, they generally don't. I think it's unlikely that this is the one where the that they're dealing with the food in that case. But they're just as likely to
put that one too.
I heard on the news that this is the bill that will include controlling our drinking water that we buy and cereal. Now, what else more is behind that, that they're just shorthanding it and telling us, oh, this is what it is, but not giving us the full oomph of what the application of the whole bill will be?
Sure,
this
could be
is what I'm
it's
saying.
A good question.
You guys might want to really research this and look and see the whole bill in its entirety that they're passing. Okay?
I don't think I could stand reading the
whole
bill.
Well, then I'll see what I can find, and I will try to get back with you.
Thank you. Always
bye.
Nice hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
That's the nice thing about Free Talk Live is you can get the word out on things like that.
Yeah, okay, here it is. This one is labeled. They actually give you the name of the bill over at MSNBC. It's called the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Bill. Now, of course, there still could be a whole lot more in there, but I don't believe that's the one in the same bill as the food regulations with the tracking and all that.
We're just guessing.
Yeah, we are. But all that said, even if it is, whether it is or is not the same bill, you can pretty much guarantee the food regulation bill is going to pass, too. There's no reason why it wouldn't pass. Because, as you said, Mark, in this case, the tobacco bill, you said you'd heard the big tobacco companies are lobbying for it. So you can better believe that Monsanto and
Philip Morris.
That Philip Morris is also a big food manufacturer.
Maybe.
You can better believe that they are. They own Kraft. Or no, that's R.J. Reynolds. Anyway, one of the cigarette companies is a major food manufacturer. And so you can better believe that these big food manufacturers want to push for the food regulations as well, because they can afford, see, the big companies can afford to hire whatever new lawyers they need to hire in order to become compliant with the regulations. But the little guys that might be just kind of barely making ends meet or just paying the employees and getting the bills paid at the end of the month, they may be put out of business by the additional regulations that whatever the feds decide to put on them. The burden that's difficult for them. So let me get to some of the details here, because this bill is going to be the most sweeping tobacco control measure ever passed by Congress. So look at the history of all of the control measures that they put onto tobacco, all of the regulations. You can't advertise on billboards, and you can't advertise on the radio, and you can't advertise on television, and there's all kinds of mandatory warnings and things like that that are attached to this business. There's regulations within states as far as who can grow it and who can't, and there's just so much. And the taxes, of course, are nuts. And as we just reported a few weeks back, the taxes have, doubled or something like that, if not more than that, on cigarettes and cigars?
Cigars, they think like four times as much as they previously were, or something like that.
Rolling tobacco? Immediately, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make claims that their products pose fewer health risks. They'll be banning light, low-tar, and mild cigarettes. Within 3 months of the passing of this bill, candy and fruit-flavored cigarettes will be banned. Now, the way I read that, I'm confused. Do they have candy-flavored cigarettes, or do they mean that candy and fruit-flavored cigarettes are banned, meaning candy cigarettes?
To me, what I think it to say is both.
I don't think... Do they still have candy cigarettes?
They're hard to find, but if you go to, a novelty candy store, you can find them.
Oh, okay.
That's absolutely. And
apparently, you have to go to Mexico now and get.
When I was a kid, we would have candy cigarettes. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal, but I guess it is now. And they would assume that means that kids are going to smoke. I don't know.
This is I've only just begun the list, but I want to go to George, who's on the line in Louisiana, listening to KBYO. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Hi, evening, y'all.
Hey, George, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been trying to remember what you folks remind me of. I mean, I'm trying to remember where y'all's roots come from, but I figured it out tonight.
What's that?
Okay, you remember, well, y'all won't remember because you wasn't even born back then probably, but there was a Vietnam conflict at one time, and there was a bunch of folks that wanted to run their mouth and talk about how everything was wrong and they going to change this and change that.
Yippies.
Yeah, well, yeah, yippies, but all people like y'all did was run from the draft and make protests. That's all.
What's
you
wrong protest. With running
all
from the draft?
All you're doing now is running y'all's mouth. That's all y'all doing.
Well, that's all we're doing.
You support, all you're doing is running your mouth.
You support
running
you support,
your mouth is all
you support
doing.
Slavery.
You can't out-talk me.
Yeah, all I'm doing is running my mouth.
You can't out-talk me.
I'm trying to ask you a question, and you're just running
your
mouth.
Change a damn thing, nothing.
So you support
nothing.
Slavery
my name's
through
George.
The draft?
I'm from Ruston, Louisiana, and I think y'all are a bunch of piece of shit.
No. You've been dumped.
I wanted to ask him if he supported slavery through the draft, but
that's
he wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise because he was running his mouth.
Well, he didn't want.
He just kept running his mouth and running his mouth, and I was trying to ask him a question.
He didn't want to have a conversation.
No.
He did not want to be, you know, challenged on any points. He wanted.
Wasn't that the same guy that called last night? Tell us how much he liked the show. Wasn't his name George? I don't know. It was more than one George in Ruston. But are we doing nothing? We picked up our lives and moved, all of us.
I think it's great. The timing is right after we had two people go to jail standing up for their principles.
Yeah.
And someone called in and said, you know, everyone likes to make heroes out of war, out of our military and things like that. But you guys are really standing up for my liberties. You know, supposedly the military is protecting our liberties, and he was calling bunk on that, and I call bunk on that. And I think Andrew and Sam, they are truly doing something to protect people's liberties.
You know, and I think that the anti-war movement in the early 70s, you know, before that, but in the early 70s did have an effect. For one, the draft disappeared. You know, mandatory conscription of individuals.
But it had an effect that
slavery.
He didn't like.
Well, it doesn't matter whether
that's
he
why he was.
It.
I know.
It's
but
antithetical to freedom. And that's why he didn't want to joust on certain issues because, you know, he wasn't going to do that well on them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I think that, you know, he did make the point that you said that we weren't doing anything. I think the point he was trying to make is you're not going to achieve anything. And at this point, we have to kind of wait and see.
No, he said we weren't doing anything but running our mouths.
All right.
Which is our job. I mean, we do. That's
right. We are
what we
talk
do.
Shows there.
But I think if you compare Free Talk Live to the other talk show hosts in the industry
and our involvements in what we believe,
you'll find that we do far more than just running our mouths. We picked up our lives and moved for freedom and are active here in New Hampshire in a variety of different ways. More on the way. What are you doing, George? Calling talk radio shows? Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Show, you bring up anything, even in these germane moments. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining me tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features? Free. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do, and most of them are completely free or very, very low cost to help get Free Talk Live and our message of freedom into as many people's ears around the country, around the world as possible. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. And I was looking back at my call logs from last night just to check. And yeah, we did have a George call in listening to KBYO last night. And he was very, very, he was praising us last night.
With a distinctive Louisiana-type accent.
I'm sure there are more than one person with a Louisiana accent down there
with
in Monroe.
With the name George.
Or Rustin, I believe is where he said he was from. But listening to KBYO down there, maybe he's just had a few too many to drink tonight and heard something he disagreed with. I don't know.
The libertarians appeal to almost everyone on some issue or another. And
offend
probably
the crap out of almost everyone on some issue or another.
And you were talking about an issue probably that he agreed with.
Probably true. If you've listened to the show long enough, eventually we'll say something that will likely light a fire. You know, there will be a fire lit in you somewhere. As a result of something that we say. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. Let's continue. Speaking of lighting fires, cigarettes. The legislation has been passed. It is awaiting the signature of one President Obama that will be the most sweeping tobacco control measure ever passed by Congress, giving the Food and Drug Administration the authority to regulate tobacco products. They will be no longer allowed to make claims their products pose fewer health risks. Within 3 months of the legislation passing, candy and fruit-flavored cigarettes will be banned. The FDA can also extend that ban to cigars and moist snuff, where such flavorings are more common. So I don't know if that means they'll ban all cigars, but any flavored cigars, maybe flavored cigar wrappers. There's
lots of those out there.
You know, the smell of like that wintergreen smell, really pungent, still makes me nauseous because it reminds me of chewing tobacco in the Navy.
I have never chewed tobacco, so I'm glad I can't relate, because I've seen people chew tobacco and it's disgusting.
Yeah, and there was like some kind of wintergreen flavor that was very popular with my buddies who did chew, and so I associated that with chewing tobacco, and so, it still to this day makes me nauseous.
So a stick of gum, you will not be able to even come close to
it. It depends on what it is. Yeah.
I've chewed Red Man and enjoyed the experience. What can I tell you?
I have no interest in it. Remember when I started at my first radio station, the guy I was working with, he would carry around a Coke bottle. And he would chew on tobacco, and then when he had the refuse, the spit or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't know if there's probably a slang term for it or something, but he would just open up his little bottle and right into the bottle, and he's just carrying this thing around with him. It was the nastiest.
At least get a bottle that's opaque.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well,
and you know, the bottle, this small mouth bottle is not that great. I mean, you want something with a larger bottle and opaque. I'm for opaque.
Spittoons are opaque for a reason.
Within 9 months, the FDA must publish marketing restrictions that will take effect 6 months later. Within 12 months, new warning labels will be placed on smokeless tobacco products. Within 15 months, tobacco companies must disclose the ingredients in their products. Within 2 years, the FDA must issue rules on graphic warnings for cigarettes that will cover half of the pack. Just like in Australia and many other countries, Canada. I don't know if Canada's got the graphic labels. I couldn't see the damn cigarettes when I was there, when I was in the convenience store in Canada.
Because they don't want you to even looking at the display.
Right. You cannot actually. The display is just empty, and they have a book that if you want to look at cigarettes, you have to ask for the book. They give you a book, like a three-ring binder, and you flip through, and you say, I want that. And then the clerk has to go and unlock some sort of cabinet to get the cigarettes, finally bring it out, and then you get to buy them.
It's time for a gray market in tobacco.
Well, that already exists in some places like New York City, where the taxes are so high, it actually is becoming worthwhile for the mafia to start dealing in cigarettes, or the gangs to start dealing in cigarettes. And you're going to start to see that here. You're going to start to see more of that. The taxes have gone up, and as the regulations get more restrictive, people are just going to go find their cigarettes in easier to buy locations. According to the story here, this claims that R.J. Reynolds opposed the legislation, which major health groups supported. So, Mark, you said you heard that the cigarette companies were in favor of this. Maybe some of them were. They were claiming, at least R.J. Reynolds, opposed to it. They say that companies may need to use different packaging colors so smokers can find...
I said Philip Morris, did I not? I did.
I don't know.
Philip Morris is not opposed to it.
Okay. Payne said companies may need to use different packaging colors so smokers can find cigarettes with less tar. He says most packaged green.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'd like to make the point that essentially the regulations on cigarettes and the lawsuits and the government intervention in the cigarette industry has become so arduous that there are only two cigarette companies left.
Really?
That's it. There's R.J. Reynolds and Philip Morris.
Who makes the American Spirits?
Well, okay. Sorry. There's American Spirits, but they're not carried everywhere.
Yeah.
And they really have a niche product. You have to be interested in what it is that they offer. And they offer sort of a natural tobacco as opposed to some kind of modified tobacco. I don't know much about tobacco. It's my understanding that they modify the plants in some way to make them more addictive, and contain more nicotine, and that American Spirit wouldn't be doing that, that likely they'd be using heritage brands of tobacco. And to me, that would be more attractive, but I don't know.
Payne says companies may have to use different packaging colors because they can't say low tar or some of the other things they've been saying. So they'll just.
But if it has less tar, it has less tar, right? You see, the complaint here is that somehow people think less tar is
healthier.
But what is healthier? Less bad for you? I would think that less tar would be less bad.
Well, research shows that there's absolutely no health benefit to smoking a light or low tar cigarette. Consumers smoke them differently, says one of the researchers. They inhale more deeply and smoke them further down.
Hmm.
So maybe it is less tar, but that just essentially is a pass to the smoker to, well, smoke one more. If it's better for you, then you can smoke more and have the same deleterious effect.
Well, I would think that people that kind of smoke for fun, though, that there's a lot of people out there that do that, that smoke for they drink.
Social smoker.
Yeah, social smokers. And I found when I did that, at one time I did do that, I'd buy the ultra low tar Marlboros or whatever I'd get, and, you know, I'd smoke those. And I feel that, yeah, I mean, heck yeah, I wasn't getting as much tar as I was getting out of a regular thing of regular pack of Marlboros. They're just hurting people with this legislation.
They're hurting people?
That much we can agree on.
The people running the companies, they're hurting, but when
people
you say they're
smoking.
Well, I think almost, there's undoubtedly, I think some people are going to be hurting from this. I mean, if nothing else economically, you know.
Well, the economic factor is definitely going to be a factor, because a lot of people that smoke are not of the greatest means in life. They don't have a whole lot of money necessarily, many of them living paycheck to paycheck. As the federal government has increased the cost of those products, it means they're going to have less money to put food on the table for their kids. And, you know, it's sure, they should quit. They'll have more money if they quit, and maybe some people will, but it's not justification. The fact that some people might quit is not justification for aggressing against the innocent people that are just trying to put out a product for people that want them. Cigarettes aren't going away. They can regulate all they want to regulate. They can add all the rules and the restrictions onto this business that they want to. The cigarettes are never going to go away. Even if they were banned outright, they wouldn't go away, because the black market would then kick into high gear, and you'd have marijuana dealers selling tobacco.
In the same way that people want Cuban cigarettes. Cigars. I can't tell the difference between
but it's prohibited, forbidden fruit.
Right.
It's
they
sexy.
Want them because it's essentially a brand. It's a prohibited type of cigar.
Like Ian, you mentioned the gray market of like transporting cigarettes across state lines and things like New York. But I'm actually curious if at some point it might become economically more viable to do a gray market and literally like the raw product or enrolled, you know, the loose tobacco, and where someone doesn't totally grows it and keeps the whole process out of the system.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you've got a situation where the taxes are so high, I don't know what it takes to process tobacco, but clearly the black marketeers have got processing all kinds of chemicals down to a pretty exact science. You know, they got the people that are harvesting the coca plants, and then they take them and they break them down and they turn them into whatever, you know, they use the solvents on them, and there's a very lengthy process to get those products to market, and then they get marked up because it's not necessarily an easy process. But you're right. I mean, if the prices are high enough, the black market will find a way to get those products into people's hands.
And the long and the short of it is, the fact is, I have the right to combust whatever vegetable material I want and inhale the smoke of that into my lungs. And, you know, President Obama and the rest of those cronies out there have decided now that a certain plant now is a drug, as though a plant could be a drug. And, the food FDA should be able to decide whether or not I can do that and how I can do it. And it should be between me and the cigarette company.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.